So superior bhakti is like that, automatic.
Spontaneous?
Sometimes not. Sometimes we are not conscious of the fact. It is going and comes softly. We cannot but do that. We can't avoid that. Automatically that is being done. There is a state of such Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. We were living alone in that house. Don't find any uneasiness.
No, I'm all right.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta, in the last days, he said we should establish Varnashram. But in his books, he's telling it's not possible in Kali Yuga to establish Varnashram. So is he meaning this Daiva Varnashram or some Varnashram arrangement within the society, or is it
Varnashram, that some sort of organization to help the devotional people. But nothing can be perfect in this mundane world. We can attain as much as possible. But the world, this mundane world, is a world of misconception. The environment is always doing some mischief, whatever you believe to that. But still, we must try in different ways. We should form a military where should not be any revolt. But sometimes it cannot be avoided. In a branch maybe a revolt. But it is, we shall try our best to avoid all sort of revolt and take precaution that any rebel may not come in the military, in the police system. But still, sometimes we are under the painful necessity to find that. So we shall try our best to find an organization to help the devotional life. But sometimes it becomes topsy-turvy. The inadvertent plane next week and the decay. Jadupati kagata Mathurapuri Raghupati kagatutta kushala iti vichinta kurusra manasthiraṁ nasadidāṁ yagaditta valhāra. Rupa Goswami sent a letter to Sanatana Goswami. Where is that Dāraka, which was once controlled by Krishna, such a grand city full of all perfect things? And where is that Ajodhya, the capital of Ramchandra, who was so powerful, so enduring, so religious, quiet and day. So, nothing can be perfect here. Always eaten by the mischievous infection of the mortal misconception. Still we shall try as much as possible. sattvam pasyatam dharmasya tahati mahato bhayat. Even a very little is done for such cause that this and wonderful help to the people, a wonderful effect, saves us from great danger. A very small can save us from great danger. So any attempt, however little benefit it may fetch, that is desirable, because very, very valuable in our eternal life. The path of our eternal life, this sort of passage, is highly valuable. So shall try anyway to help the people. No guarantee that whatever I shall do that will remain permanent. No guarantee. Yada yada hi dharmasya granit bhavati bharata. Krishna says to Arjuna, what I say to you, that was said by me to Manu. Aham vivasati yogam paktavana hamabhyam. I did say this to Manu previously. Sakali neha mahata yogo nashta param. But by the ways of this mundane energy that has been dispersed in course of time, finished. Again I am saying it to you. The adverse environment is always eating, disturbing the thing. Still, the high-souled persons, they try their best to bring that thing to heal the disease of the locality, local people.
Maharaj, in the Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends that when one rises in the morning, that when the devotee rises in the morning, he should plan his day materially and spiritually. Is that a time for consulting Paramatma or trying to? Is that a good time? Is that part of that process?
As soon as he will rise from his bed, he will do what?
Plan his day materially and spiritually, what he will do.
Or to make a program.
Yes.
That is in the lower position. One should do when living an individual life with the help of this creature, he is progressing in his life, he is trying to do. But when he gets satsanga, then he will leave himself at the disposal of the higher agent. Whatever he will do, he will do. He will say, he will do. He will order, he will obey. That is higher form of life. And when he has not got such high life, that constant connection with the devotee of Krishna, the agent of the divinity, with the help of the scripture, he will try to chalk out his program, that in the, today I shall do this much material and this much spiritual I must do. That will be a good rule for him in the general case. An independent life. But when one has got connection with Sadhu Guru and has got that high fortune to live along with them in an organization, He would have no other business but only to look to the that like bird, Chataka, to the sky. What order from Vaikuntha is coming to me through my master, and I shall do that. Whatever order, dictation is coming from the land of Krishna, I shall devote myself for that. That will be his position. And for the beginner, what you say? That is Kanishtha Adhikar. And this is Madhyama Adhikar, the second stage, the intermediate stage. To be the master, that is to be in direct connection with the spiritual dictation. Until and unless he can himself catch that vibration of the spiritual world, he will put under himself under the next part who can catch this spiritual vibration. Can read the spiritual waves. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, when Swami Maharaj was here, he had that power to uplift my consciousness. And then when he disappeared, my consciousness fell down again.
It is natural. Powerful. Dynamo, you are living. You are getting some influence thereby, and when that is taken away physically, you are in depth of that association. Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukkha dahi dekhiva. In Ramananda talk, there it is mentioned. What is the greatest loss in one's life to mourn if one is disconnected with the sadhu, the Vaishnava, the devotee of Krishna? If we lose his company, that loss is reckoned to be the greatest, highest loss. Vaidrisha, the guardian departed, I am helpless. Who will take care of me, independent of my thinking, good thinking for myself? The guardian went away, I am helpless, like an orphan. Guru departed, I am like an orphan. None to take care of me, of my vitality. Hare Krishna,
But by following the Vani, by following the instructions of that departed sadhu, one can continue his relationship and feel that relationship.
To a certain extent, if he is living, then if I commit some mistake, he can detect, oh, I told this and you have mistaken it for that. He's the guide there. But in his absence, I am at my liberty to conceive what he has taken in my own way. I am helpless in there. Living scripture. Scripture is passive. They're passively giving something to me, not actively. But a saint, actively. If I commit fault, he will at once come and detect, oh, you are committing fault here. Living scripture is saint. More helpful. And he would help to make me understand the real meaning of the scripture. I may not be able to catch the real purpose of the scripture in many places. He will help me know the meaning is not this, meaning is that. He will point out. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai, Gaur Hari.
If Guru Maharaj, in collecting funds, sometimes it's a cheating process on the external, on the material calculation. It's a cheating process. So if someone is trying to be Brahmin, one of the qualities is truthfulness. So if he's disturbed too much by this collecting, this kind of collection.
We must be sure what we are collecting that is being strictly utilized. That is the first thing. Whether the energy, what I am taking to a particular place, that is being fully realized for the nirguna. If that is fully realized, fully utilized for nirguna, whatever I do here wrong in the miscalculation world, that will be amply compensated. But if it not utilized, then I shall be a robber. It depends on that, on the one side. The another side, if by robbing I am caught and a great discredit come to the mission, that will spoil the whole thing. That caution must be maintained there when doing that thing. And there must be this consciousness all along in him that this is, I am doing benefit to that person. Just as a guardian swallows the medicine to his boy, knowing fully well that this will do some good to him. So he must, without his notice. So I am taking his energy cleverly, without his notice, supplying it to the press, and it will be fully utilized and he will get the benefit. This guarantee must be there, all these things. And at the same time, if that this immoral, this worldly immoral things are exposed, then it will cause a greater discredit to the mission. And then also, practically, the opposite thing should be done by me. So all these risks must be calculated and done. Fundamentally, that is not bad, because everything belongs to Krishna. He is thinking it is mine. If I can take it independent of him by steal his property and he can utilize for Krishna, he will be benefited unconsciously. He may not know, but he will be benefited. If it is really utilized for the service of Krishna, he will get sukriti. Sukriti is agyanta sukriti. Agyanta sukriti, unconscious accumulation of any primary devotion. That's sukriti. That is done, the man may not know. Without his notice, something is done, taking his energy to devote in the service of Krishna. So these things should be considered and should be done. On principle, it is not bad. But the adjustment should be made in such a way that may not bring ill fame to the mission, and also it must be utilized, guarantee that it will be used for the purpose of the service of Krishna, not for any other passion in the name of Krishna. Both sides should be calculated and consulted and given proper consideration. You can't follow?
Yes, I can follow.
Yes.
So truth is a higher truth.
Ah.
It's not some mundane calculation, truth.
And the most important, that what I shall do, that must be utilized properly. Mm. And the next thing that I am going to do some benefit to a particular person. And the process, if generally it cannot be appreciated by the public, but if it is known, there will be dishonor to the mission and disservice to the credit of the mission. All these things should be calculated.
So, Guru Maharaj, when one makes his decision, how does he know if it's super soul telling him or the mind?
He was there. What does he say?
When he makes
his decision on this choice.
On collecting the funds?
When one makes his decision to do this activity, how does he know whether this is coming from super soul, Paramatma, or the mana?
Okay. He's saying when one makes a decision.
That there is guarantee that it will be utilized fully.
No, he's wondering. See, he's independently thinking to do something. How does he distinguish if it is coming from the mind or from super soul, from Paramatma?
He's to understand what is mind and what is soul. All these things he to differentiate and understand in their proper position. How do you understand this is I, this is here? So also, we have to understand what is mind and what are the constituents of the mind and what is intelligence, deliberation, and crossing that, what is soul. It is described in so many scriptures that this is the symptom of soul's existence, soul's nature. This is what is judgment faculty, this is what is mind. All these have been described there, and we have to follow that, and we have to understand, we have to feel what is what. And what comes from mind and what comes from intelligence, we can understand. And my mind says it is very good, you take it. And the reason will say, no, you don't take, it will produce this disease to you, don't take it. The differentiation between mind and judgment, reason. So also, there is symptoms of what is soul and what is this. It is there. We have to try to understand, to read, understand, feel. But generally by doing niskam, that is selfish activities, our internal position becomes more clear and it is easy to understand them. So many rubbish is there. And if we can clear some rubbish, then it is possible for us to see what is what. Nishkam, so many selfish desires, prejudices, They are covering my mental system, subtle system of life in such a way that we are not able to detect what is what there. But there is possibility of understanding them clearly by differentiation. This is mind. This is karma. Calm lust. This is anger. This is greed. This is jealousy. And this way we can analyze and detect within us. It is possible. Calm, prudh, lobh, moha, mad, matsvajya. Within mind. And then this is reason. And this is conscience. It is possibilities there. Just as a doctor, I do not know my own body, but a doctor, he knows what is where in my body, and he can say that this is the disorder in your body, but you may not know that. So such knowledge is possible. And the doctor also to learn by reading the books of the past experienced persons. So also there it is possible to understand what is what within the mental body. Now I want to retire. I shall have to go.
Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pri Rajakacharya Stuttara Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Rakakshi Radev Goswami Ki Jai
Bhakti Vinda Ki Jai No tape.
No, not class.
Today.
Oh, no class, okay.
Seriously,
okay. Mm-hmm. Sudama Krishna.
Sudama Krishna Das.
You did not find anyone.
The Dr. Manav is calling someone.
No. You want somebody from the mat up here immediately. Oh. Anybody from the mat?
Anybody? Oh.
Yes.
It's
from
Krishna.
Sudama Krishna. No, no. There's no class, so.
Gan Sunna Bhakti. Devotion, devoid of knowledge, the blind feet, something like that. Yeah. Blind feet in the supreme authority. Yashoda is taking feet dust of some saint and putting it on the head of it's Sam Krishna. She wants to take that. Makes a blessing. Oh, send these blessed that my son may live long. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. If anyone says, Yashoda, your son is not an ordinary child, he is supreme, and say, yes, God. Great power, infinite knowledge, you can't do anything. No, you don't say that to me. I don't like all these barbarities. Don't bother me. My son, my child, big things you are saying. How can be? He's such a big, his mother, herself, an ordinary woman. Yeah? My child, how can be? So big. No, he's my child. A little wicked child, you may say. A little wicked.
Oh,
That is peace. But there is knowledge, there is disturbance. But there is calculation, there is apprehension. And there is the kingdom of faith, the kingdom of peace. Gauri.
Maharaj, can I ask a personal question?
Question?
Yes. I hope it's not too personal, but I was going to ask, at any time in your life, were you on intellectual plane and then moved to the plane of bhakti, or your whole life you were into bhakti?
When I began my study in college, after passing the matric standard, at that time I came to I had some association with some intellectual students, and also when I was reading the logic and other things, empirical, deductive, all this. I remember at that time my faith was in God was disturbed for some time. And during that time I thought, what should I do then? Suppose there is no God, how to go on with this life? What activity should we take then? I thought, as much as possible, I shall try to lead for others, helping others in any way I shall do. But again, when I read the philosophy in B.S. Standard, Hegel's philosophy, then Descartes, Martineau, Mill, Hume, all these things, gradually, intellectually, I regained my faith in God. It is not impossible. The other argumentative parties are also there. They say it is possible. God may exist. So, that you removed my temporary disbelief.
I'm Zagar.
এখানে বলা দরকার যে এখানে কেউ কোন খেলা বাইরে যেতে নেই।
কিশোর
শঙ্করকে বলেছিলেন একবার যে আমার দাঁত যন্ত্রণা হয়েছে। One boy talking with me, he told that my father was a gentleman of this type. I at once opposed. What do you say? Your father is a gentleman. This is not a happy remark. A father as a gentleman. Not an ordinary person, a third person. He was a beard father. You say he was a gentleman of this type. He told, yes, of course, I should not mention in that way, but yet it is so. In this life, I have come as his son, and in the next life, where shall I go, I do not know. And in previous life also, where I was, I also don't know. So for the time being, I was his son, and he was my father, a gentleman like relation. But more than not permanent. He told like that. But he did not thought much. This remark pierced into my heart. And I began to think, what is this? Is it true? It is true. Then where I was and where I shall have to go? In the relativity of infinite, I am living. No position, no shelter, master, how I am guided. My future is uncertain. What to do? This was so much intense that I lost myself in this. There's the test, the graduation, the examination of the graduates, 3 months after I can't give my attention to my studies. My friends, they come and they press me to read the book. I can't concentrate there in this way. Then, I did Omkar Pachita. Then at that time, that very boy gave me one book, Omiyanimai Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Dev. I got his life and teachings. It was just like nectar to me. And he is this converted into me in this side. Before that also I was a student of Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. My family was engaged in that, in the discussion and reading of the Shastra, of different types of Shastra, always going on in our house talk, a big family, about 15 members, 15 male members in the family. My father's were 4 brothers, and my elder uncle, he had 5 children, all grown up, 20 years more than me. And so many ladies also, so houseful. So are all, mostly all Sanskrit scholars. So I was born and brought up in a big Pandit family, scholars family, Sanskrit, etc. Puran, Bhagavatam, Gita, Chandi, Sriji, different types of culture there. But anyhow, this Chaitanya, their life and teachings of Chaitanya saved me, and I drank it at a full belly. I was converted from there. Then I was converted. A great change in my life. And I was at that time 23 age. At that time, I did much penances also. Did not eating, no sleeping, no eating, no rain, no winter, no summer, everything. I'm not caring for anything. In this way I passed. And he used to take to eat also, sometimes cow dung. Sometimes this bitter leaves of neem to control the tongue. All these things, sometimes this pranayam yoga. Many things I did at that time. Then gradually, my father left us, and the burden of the family came on my head. Gradually, but then went to read this joint law classes. After 1 year, then the non-cooperation movement came of Gandhi. I left college and joined them. Non-government in 21. Then two years passed in the non-cooperation. Then after non-cooperation I joined. My mother also died and I joined Gaudiya Math. three brothers, one brother at service, another two brothers were students. Some property there was, but they were not in poverty. Anyhow, I left everything and joined Gaudiya Mutha. 1926, August, I came in connection with Gaudiya Mutha, and 1927, by April, I joined Gaudiya Mutha after 6 months or so. From thence I am here. First I was posted near Kurukshetra, Delhi, but then towards Madras side, here, then Bombay side, and then all India. And there was a proposal, suggestion of Guru Maharaj to go to the West. I told you he will have to spend money, much, but I won't be able to show any progress in work because I can't follow their intonation. Still you can mark. You say something I can't follow. What is this? What is this? I say. So, those I have got some defects. I can't understand the intonation. At the same time, I have not a mind. Nature to mix with anyone and everyone. So I won't be able to show any progress of what they are. If you order, then I must have to go. But Guru Maharaj sent another gentleman, the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, Bhakti Saranga Goswami, who in England gave Harinam to one legend, and her name was Vinod Bani, and she established in her home a center of Gaudiya Mutha. As a state, it is her daughter, perhaps there, and the Gaudiya Mutha is there, under the administration of Bhagavayar Mutha, Vinod Bani Mutha. Vinod Bani Gaudiya Mutha in London.
One of your disciples, Das Anudas, he met one lady who was...
Das Anudas?
Yes. In Santa Cruz, you gave him second initiation.
Whom?
Das Anudas.
Oh, Michel?
Yes.
No, Das Anudas, I don't remember.
And his wife you have given initiation.
Huh?
I think you have given him second initiation.
Michel?
Yes.
First initiation?
It's Prabhupada, I think.
Oh, second initiation from me?
Yes.
Das Anudas?
Yes.
He's an Englishman?
No, he's American. He is working with computers. He is a computer consultant. He told me one story. He met one lady who, during World War II, during the Great War, World War II, she was living in Germany. As a little girl, she said German government, the Nazi government, established experimental Varnashram community in Germany. Have you ever heard of this? They imported Brahmins from Sri Rangam and had Varnashram community, experimental community in Germany.
No, I don't remember.